Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vito Domingos on the 21st of June, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Jack Dorsey's Square just got the license to trade Bitcoin. Twitter co-founder, Square CEO, and recent publisher of the children's book My First Bitcoin and the Legend of Satoshi Nakamoto, Jack Dorsey, has the green light to start making Bitcoin the internet's native currency. On Monday, his point-of-sale company, Square, received approval for a Bit license from the New York Department of Financial Services, clearing the company to let New York customers buy and sell Bitcoin through its Cash app. Facebook announced that it will add autoplay video advertisements into private Facebook Messenger just a day after the company's stock hit an all-time high. The move, which even the most polite users are calling annoying, shows that Facebook revenue strategy is still heavily ad-focused, and that Cambridge Analytica is merely a distant memory. In reality, advertisers started spending even more. In spite of the Cambridge Analytica scandal, advertising spending on Facebook increased 62% in the last quarter. But to grow ad revenue even further, Facebook needed to find new advertising inventory, so it turned to Messenger. Epic Games' Fortnite generated $100 million revenue in its first 90 days on iOS. According to analytics firm Sensor Tower, the free-to-play title makes money from in-game purchases. Adobe announces Project Rush, an iMovie-like video editing app for desktop and mobile. It lets users create and share videos with support for direct publishing to YouTube, Vimeo, Facebook, and even more. It also supports cloud syncing, allowing projects to be accessed via different devices. The price and launch date is still unknown. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find out more at ondismedia.com.